Heavenly Father, we have come before thee this morning. We know that thou art God. We know we shall not fear any evil when you are with us. Therefore, Lord, we pray that your glory will never depart from us. Your light will never abandon us. Our days on earth shall be happy days, all our days, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, Lord, I come before you to deliver your word. I pray that you anoint my mouth and anoint me, O Lord, to do as you want in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not speak of myself, but I will speak of you, having confidence in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word do something new in the life of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let this word pierce every stony heart this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Brethren, I have a very short word for us this morning, and it's titled Formula for Personal Growth. Formula for Personal Growth. We cannot personally grow, number one, if we do not have faith in the Lord. If we refuse to have hope in the Lord. So, number one, we must have hope in our Lord. Hope. And that is why it is said in Psalm 71, verse 5, it says, "For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth." Who has been your hope? Who has been your confidence since your youth? It must have been our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 147, verse 11 also confirms that the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him and in those who hope in what? In his mercy. It is the mercy of God that will follow you all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never have hope in man. Say a better amen. Jeremiah 17:17 said, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. So in this era of trouble all over the world, God is asking you this morning to trust him and have hope in him. Trust him for your personal growth. Trust him for your blessing. Trust our God for your breakthrough. These are not in the hands of men. Man will disappoint you, my brother, my sister. The only one you can trust is our Lord. And when you trust him, a blessing is attached to it. He said, "Blessed is the man who do what? Who trusts in the Lord." 1 Peter 1:3 said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us." Can you imagine? He has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus brought hope to us as Christians. And ladies and gentlemen, let's just imagine if Christ just died and never rose up. Our faith would have been very, very useless. Brethren, we must have hope in the Lord. So, growing in Christ involves more than just attending churches. Growing in Christ involves more than just attending churches. It goes beyond tithing and offering. Or tithe and offering. Brethren, it goes beyond listening to sermons if you want to grow in the Lord. James 1:22. "But be the doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself." James 1:22. Many people are just hearers of the word. And the Bible is telling us through this epistle written through the hand of James that we are deceiving ourselves if we are just mere hearers. Okay? But we must also do what? We must do the word. Many believers do all these things, yet they remain stagnant in their walk with God. They attend church. They listen to sermons. They pay their tithe religiously. They pay their offerings religiously. Yet they remain stagnant in their work. Therefore, there are two elements necessary for us to become more like Jesus. And one is instruction. The other one is involvement. Praise the Lord. So the first of these is learning the truth. Learning the truth is vital to a healthy walk with God. And our Savior proved the importance of instruction by devoting most of his time on earth to it. You know, Sermon on the Mount is part of the instruction that, you know, Jesus Christ gave. When Peter was about to hit his breakthrough, it was an instruction by the seaside. Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul is another example. And as he wrote many letters to educate us, you know, about godliness. So how can we gain knowledge and understanding? You must gain knowledge. You must understand that knowledge, and you must be a doer of the word. So one of the most important and effective ways is to read the word of God. We keep on emphasizing this. Very, very important. Read the word of God. And there are so many devotionals nowadays that can help us. Open Heaven is there. Our Daily Bread is there. Today in the Word is there. The Word Today is there. Mention them. Divine Wisdom. So many that can help us and assist us in reading the word of God. So the scripture, you know, instructs us that just as newborn babes, we must crave the milk that is gotten from the word of God. We are to desire his word so that we might grow. I pray that our spiritual task will become insatiable in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:2. So like newborn babes, this is NIV, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. I pray we will grow up in our salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. In our salvation, we will never be stagnant in the mighty name of Jesus. In our salvation, we will make heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Simply listening to the truth does not mean that we acquire it. I want us to know that. Many people listen to the truth, many people hear the truth, yet they don't use it. I know many people who love attending Bible studies and expanding their knowledge base, but their lives remain unchanged. Just as today's passage teaches, we have to apply the word to our lives. Even so, actual growth requires more than merely inputting information. It requires action. That same passage that we read, James 2:26 states, James 2:26. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without work is what? It's dead. We have faith in the Lord. We believe in him. But we do not put those words into action. We cannot grow. We cannot grow. Today at Sunday school, we were being taught about fear and how we should have faith. If you do not exercise those faith, brethren, we cannot go anywhere. I have had situations of people who wanted to buy a house. They come to me, they say, we don't have anything. I said, go and start. You've just got to start the process. We want to have the money before we start. I said, we should start. Right there, we went on my computer. It was a home computer. We typed something, University Park, you know, we searched. And lo and behold, immediately we saw one, and the agent said, okay, no more about this house. Before we left that computer, there was a call. Today, that family is settled. Today, that family is living in a house that is mortgage-free. When they started, they did not have the money. They did not have the faith. I said, go and start. You know, I've had situations where I told my family, look, in my own situation, I don't know why. I've never done my things the way I want. It has always been the way God wanted it. Because if the way I want it, I want to see my money build up in the bank, $3 million, okay? Now I can now move majestically to Holland Park, Tinley Park, and point to that building or to the neighborhood and ask them to build it from the start. But it has never been like that. It has always been taking the step of faith, going there, even when I don't have the money, and say, God, this is the environment I want to build my house. I possess it. And that's, before you know it, and I've been wondering, when I started this project, I didn't have a dime. You know, that is faith. That is what James is telling us. That those words of faith that we hear, put them into action. Don't be limited by what you see. Don't be limited by what you hear. You cannot make it in America. No, that's not your portion. God who has brought you here will take you to places. Praise the Lord. So James 2:26 says, for just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without work is what? Is dead. Put your faith to work. Are we careless hearers? Deceived into thinking that we are growing? Or are we listening intently and abiding in the truth? If we are truly maturing, our lives will be increasingly Christ-like, and our desire will align more closely with God's heart. Make sure you are listening. Make sure you are responding to the truth of the word. Develop strong hope in the word and in Him. That is how you can grow. Develop strong, read the word of God. Put those words into action. Develop strong hope, strong faith in that word that you are reading and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 71 verse 5, we read it before. It says, for you have been my hope. You are the sovereign Lord. You are my confidence from my youth. From my youth, you have been my confidence. I pray today that the confidence of the Lord will abide in us. And remember, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him. He takes pleasure in those who have confidence in Him. He takes pleasure in those who have hope in His mercy. You see the project, you discover that, with the way things are going, I don't have this money. But you have that confidence in God. No, the Bible says the Lord takes, confidence in such people. No, the Lord bless such people. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. If you have not trusted in the Lord, you won't be listening to me tonight, this morning. If you are not trusted in the Lord, you will not be listening to this streaming. It's because you trust Him. Now, put that trust into action. Bow down your heads. What are those areas? Those things that when you see them or when you think about them, you fear. We heard how some of us fear witches and wizards at the Sunday school this morning more than we fear God. We hear how some of us become completely powerless. We forget the word of God. We forget that we have God when we are confronted with witches and wizards. Who are witches and wizards? When you have Jesus as your Father. Brethren, open your mouth this morning and talk to God. My Father and my God, I want to grow in you. Opportunity to read the word. The desire to read your word. And to put what I read into action. I receive this morning in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the good works of the Lord. Therefore, death is not my portion. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Death has no power over me. Grave has no victory over me. I believe it. I know I will live long. I know diseases of these Egyptians will never be my portion. I know I am a child of God. I receive power. I receive joy. I receive breakthrough. I receive peace in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God will not be meaningless to me anymore. The word of God will not be meaningless in my life anymore. In the name of Jesus, I will grow in my salvation. And my salvation, I will make heaven. Pray to God this morning. Talk to God this morning. In your salvation, you will miss heaven. What is the essence of being saved and yet you miss heaven? You are saved when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You are saved when you accept Him, you profess Him, you pray to Him, you renounce all the world, and yet, because we are not using the world the way we use it, we lose our inheritance. I pray that will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. For I know I shall live. For I know your peace is restored unto me. For I know that financial difficulty is a thing of the past in the mighty name of Jesus. For I know I shall be a giver. I shall never be a beggar in the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to God this morning. Talk to God. You will grow in Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, all of us that celebrates our birthday this month, I want to pray for you. I want to pronounce abundance upon your life. Every one of us, wherever we are, July is your birthday. July is the seventh month. It's a month of perfection. And so the Lord Almighty will perfect everything concerning you. The Lord will perfect your health. The Lord will perfect your finances. The Lord will perfect your life. Jehovah El Shaddai will make you to age with grace in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never be abandoned in the name of Jesus. The spirit of I almost made it will never be yours in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hand upon, you will receive. Whatever your heart desire, according to the will of God, the Lord Almighty will give unto you. I pray that in this world, God will answer your prayers. Your prayers will not be answered after you are dead. Everything you desire from the Lord, as you desire it, the Lord Almighty will do it for you while you are alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray every one of us on this month of July, even for all those that are saying amen, the Lord Almighty will appear unto us abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise.